live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are investigating a break-in at a house in Letterkenny during which substantial damage was caused to the property and a number of items and money stolen. Kevin Sharkey has announced he is no longer seeking a nomination for the presidency. There are genuine fears that someone will be killed on what's been described as a treacherous road in Letterkenny, and there are calls for more investment in local brain injury case management services in Donegal. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first news, Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating after a house in the Woodlands area of the town was broken into last evening. It's believed entry was gained to the property via an upstairs window sometime between 7 o'clock and 9:45. A substantial amount of damage was caused to the house while a number of items were stolen along with an undisclosed sum of money. Donegal Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace is appealing to anyone who may have witnessed anything suspicious to come forward.
There was a break-in in the Woodlands area of Letterkenny, sometime probably between 7 o'clock in the evening and 9:30, 9:45, when the householder returned home and he discovered his house had been broken into. The entry appears to be gained by an upstairs window, which is unusual to a point, but it's done in that fashion. There was a lot of damage done inside the house and the items were taken. We just would appeal to any residents in the general Glebe Woodlands out through Melton Road area that if they've seen anything suspicious, or some, when we say suspicious, anything that would arouse your suspicion, maybe a strange car or a van or an individual that maybe been hanging around, who would appreciate a call into the Garda Letterkenny at 9167100.
And at this time of the year as well, it's timely to remind people that they do need to be alert and to make sure their homes are secure.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, this is an individual case, and every individual case is one too many, really, for the victims, you know, because coming back to your house and having it all ransacked and drawers and presses and all that gone through, it's not nice, and no one likes that. And then you have to deal with the aftermath then of getting damaged items repaired and dealing with insurances and dealing with the guards and all of that. So we would just say to people, look, the evenings are starting to close and it's even getting that bit more darker now earlier. Just keep a lookout for one another. Have a look around your house. Make sure the doors are in good order and repair and will withstand a level of pressure or an attempt by a criminal to push through them. The same with windows. Also, your garden tools and your garden shed, you know, there's a lot of stuff available out there. So it's important not to overlook security there. Again, if you have outside lighting, use it. If you have an alarm and you're going away, activate it. Just look out for one another and let us know if there's something that is or isn't your suspicion.
The Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, is welcoming a new search for the remains of disappeared victim Columba McVeigh. Diggers have moved into an area of bogland in County Monaghan in the hope of finding the 19-year-old from County Tyrone. He was one of 16 people killed and secretly buried by Republicans during the Troubles. It's believed Columba was buried in Bragan Bog near Emmyvale after he vanished in 1975. He's one of three victims yet to be found, but investigator John Hill is staying positive.
We have reasonably good information that brings us to this site, so we've got all of the skills, all of the techniques and all of the equipment that we need, so fingers crossed.
Upon announcing his withdrawal from the race for the Aras, Kevin Sharkey claimed it was due to the corruption of local councils across Ireland. The Donegal artist thanked the several councils and councillors who promised him their votes and has asked for them to be transferred to fellow candidate Gemma O'Doherty. Mr Sharkey said he will now be turning his focus to his new collection of paintings. Meanwhile, the Cathaoirleá of Donegal County Council says they are open to holding a meeting to discuss a nomination for potential presidential candidates. Councillor Seamus O'Donnell says some councillors are in favour of nominating a candidate for the upcoming presidential election. The deadline for nominations is September the 28th. Councillor O'Donnell says discussions are ongoing.
There's no, I suppose, resolution made yes or no to date, and the situation with that is that as chairman of the council, I stated back in July and reiterated that comment that I would facilitate a meeting if a meeting was so required by the council membership. There's 37 members. There are five members of the council required to sign a letter or a writ to me, and then I call a meeting, or a special meeting of Donegal County Council to discuss the question. Now, I have had discussions with some of the councillors over the weekend, and they are eager to have a meeting. So I've informed them to speak to their colleagues, to get five of them together, and to inform me that they want a meeting, and I will duly call a meeting. Even if that wouldn't happen, we do have a council meeting on the 24th of September, which is next Monday, and councillors can take an opportunity at that meeting to pass a motion or not, as they democratically choose, to nominate a candidate that can be decided then to be either the council nomination, if the council so wish to do so. So it can be done at a special meeting or indeed next Monday, the 24th, as we have a monthly meeting in Lifford.
And so, September 28th is the deadline for nominations, isn't it?
Correct. That's correct.
So it could happen yet?
Could happen yet, and there are discussions going on in the background by some of my council colleagues as to the possibility of a meeting being held. And we do know that there are four candidates already in the field. I need five candidates already in the field. So it's a decision for Donegal County Council and the councillors thereof whether they're happy with those that have been nominated or whether they would like to give somebody else the democratic opportunity to stand in the presidential race. And I'm open to facilitate a meeting if they so wish.
And Peter Casey has secured support from two local councils today, meaning he's halfway to getting on the ballot paper for October's presidential election. The businessman received support from Kerry and Clare County Councils today and will need two more councils to back him to run. He'll be attending Limerick and Tipperary councils tomorrow. There are genuine fears that someone will be killed on what's been described as a treacherous road in Letterkenny. It's after reports that some motorists are speeding excessively on the Windy Hall Road, with claims that recent resurfacing works has led to the problem escalating. Donegal County Council is being urged to consider installing traffic calming measures, but the local authorities say due to a lack of public lighting in the area, it's not in a position to do so. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says it's something that needs to be pursued and is calling for further discussions to take place.
There's times that the cars are looking up the road up there, they're travelling so fast. Part of the reason for that is because the road is actually quite a good road now and it has been improved. And the council's answer to me, they're talking about making further improvements on the road and additional signage and that. And to be honest, I don't know if that will make the speeding situation better or worse, or if I fear that it might make it even worse. So that's something I would like to revisit again with the council, because I think they certainly do need the traffic camming on that road, and there's a lot of families on it living along there, and there's a lot of young children, and I think it's highly dangerous. And there's also a lot of people that use that route for walking and for jogging and so on, and it is very, very dangerous. It actually can be quite scary walking on that road at times, and the cars are coming so fast.
Has the idea of reducing the speed limit on that road been considered as of yet? We know, I think it's an 80-kilometre speed limit on the road at present, and then it reduces down as you get to the old Ardenery pub.
Maybe that's something that should be looked at as well, but it can be actually quite difficult to get a review of speed limits, because that's something that was done fairly recently and probably won't happen for a while again. So I'd be happy, to be honest, if something was done about actually speed camming measures on the road.
Nurses and midwives are calling on the HSE to be honest with the public. They say staff shortages and overcrowding could see trolley figures exceed the 1,000 mark. Last winter saw record numbers over 700 people on trolleys on some days. A lunchtime protest at St Luke's in Kilkenny earlier is one in a series of events around the country to highlight the crisis, with further protests to come. Liz Curran, INMO Industrial Relations Officer, says the HSE must take action.
There was a WRC hearing in Dublin last week in relation to emergency departments, and certainly the information emerging from that was that the HSE had no plan for how to cope with the amount of trolleys and the overcrowding that is expected coming into winter.
There are calls for more investment in local brain injury case management services in Donegal. More than 13,000 people acquire brain injuries in Ireland annually, but according to national charity Acquire Brain Injury Ireland, too many families face an uphill battle to access services. In its pre-budget submission, Acquire Brain Injury Ireland stressed the need for investment in case management services in counties including Donegal. Donka Whelan is National Services Manager with Acquire Brain Injury Ireland.
Well, what we'd like to see is a dedicated acquired brain injury case manager, so that when a referral or somebody has a brain injury when they're coming back home, that a case manager would link with them, link with the families, provide information and support around the brain injury and help them look for services that would be, you know, absolutely suitable for them in order to progress their rehabilitation, reintegrate back into their own community and hopefully, you know, regain the role that they had before they had their brain injury. It's a huge, you know, it's a crisis situation for families. And often brain injury happens to, you know, younger people as well, people with young families and children, you know, and the person has a role, be it mother, father, the, you know, person who's the breadwinner, has the job, and all of a sudden that role is gone and families are left very much struggling. So having somebody there to both explain the nature of the brain injury, the impact it might, it's likely to have on them, and then the supports that are going to be available for them, it's hugely important to have somebody that they can connect with who will give them information and education and understanding around what's actually happening for them.
Plans to rejuvenate the Irish language in Armagh Island are progressing following confirmation that the island is to receive funding. €100,000 has been sanctioned to implement an Irish language plan and to employ a language planning officer on the island. Manager of the Core Common in Armagh and Secretary of the Language Steering Committee, Noreen Muldowney, has been outlining what they hope to achieve.
We got word over the weekend that our language plan, which was submitted to Idris na Gaeltachta in March of this year, and then it was went from Idris na Gaeltachta to run the Gaeltachta, and it's approved over the weekend. So what has been approved is €100,000 for the current year. It'll run from probably the year run from September to September. So the €100,000, that's how much we have envisaged that it was going to cost per year to implement the plan. That money will be spent on employing a language planning officer and implementing the plan itself. There are different measures within the plan, you know, to get community groups and to try and work together, work with the youth, work with different age groups to try and reverse the language decline that we have at the moment, which is all over the Gaeltachta and Armagh included. Our aim is that we would increase the percentage of daily speakers of the Irish language. The plan is a 7-year plan. But the first thing that we will have to do is employ somebody, because the responsibility for implementing the plan would be an arduous task for particularly the Core Common. We wouldn't have the staff to implement the plan ourselves, so we'd employ somebody, and hopefully we'll be able to get somebody with the relevant qualifications to work with us to try and make sure that the plan is implemented.
And while you just mentioned there, obviously it's important to get the absolute right candidate for the job, you would be hopeful to get that person on board sooner rather than later?
Absolutely, yes. As early days, we'll know more. We haven't signed our contract yet for the funding. When that's done, then we'll start the association or conduct with Idris na Gaeltachta to try and recruit somebody with the relevant qualifications.
There's a stark warning about Brexit from the head of the global economic organisation, the International Monetary Fund. Christine Lagarde says a disorderly exit of Britain from the EU would result in reduced growth in the UK economy and the devaluation of sterling. She says that all likely Brexit scenarios would entail costs.
Compared with today's smooth single market, all the likely Brexit scenarios will have costs for the UK economy and to a lesser extent as well for the EU.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time to latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with Gaelic Games. And Tyrone attacker Conor McAlisky suffered a broken ankle in a club championship match on Sunday. McAlisky, the Red Hand's top scorer in the Provincial and All-Ireland series this year, sustained the break midway through the second half of Clonoe's Senior Football Championship clash with Ardbeg. It's the latest setback for the 26-year-old, who missed last season with a ruptured cruciate. And his side lost the game by 2-9 to 1-11 to an Ardbeg side inspired by former Tyrone attackers Shane McGuigan and Kyle Coney, who scored 1-6 between them. Staying with Gaelic Games, and it was another busy weekend of action in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. Three sides now know that they have booked their places in the knockout stages. In Group A, it's still all to play for, as any two of three teams can still progress. Ardrah currently sit top of that group on 4 points, while Glenswilly and Bundoran are on 2 points apiece. Next week, we'll see Glenswilly host Burt and Bundoran travel to Ardrah, with both of the places in the quarterfinals still up for grabs. In Group B, Guidoor Louth are the only side guaranteed a place in the quarterfinals. Leave Cunnell and St Union's face off next week in a game which will decide who will join the league champions in the last eight. Group C, much like Group A, has three teams that could still make the quarterfinals. St Michael's top the group on 4 points, but Four Masters and Mallon are both on 2 points. Michael's host Mallon next week, while Four Masters will travel to Termon, who are yet to win a game in the championship this year. And in Group D, it's already decided who will be going through to the knockout stages, as defending champions Kilcar and McCool's both have 2 wins from 2 and cannot be caught by either Killybegs or Milford. In the intermediate championship in Group A, it's a three-way battle at the top between Leave Columbus, St Noel's and Leave Ulton. It's the same story in Group B, with Éirua Ballyshannon top with 4 points and Fannad Gaels and Downings with 2 points apiece. Group C sees Glenfinn top with 3 points, Clonmacnoise and Leave Bleeds with 2 points, and Buncrana with 1 point heading into the last round of games next week. Staying with Gaelic games, and former Galway boss Anthony Cunningham has been installed as the favourite to become the new Dublin senior hurling manager. Pat Gilroy stepped down last night, citing work commitments for his decision. Having worked as one of Gilroy's selectors, Cunningham could provide an easy transition. All-Ireland winning Cúlla manager Matty Kenny is also said to be in the running for the role. In soccer, Republic of Ireland international Shane Long could be back in action with Southampton tonight. The Tipperary striker missed the Boys and Greens' recent games against Wales and Poland due to a toe injury. The Saints are hoping he will be past fit to line out in their Premier League showdown with Brighton at St Mary's. Long partner Danny Ings up front in Southampton's victory over Crystal Palace before the international break, and manager Mark Hughes wants to replicate that result tonight.
If we can win that game against Brighton, which we without a doubt have the ability to do, then that will hopefully put ourselves in a position in the top half of the table, and it'll be our aim to stay there for the rest of the season.
Kickoff at St Mary's is at 8 o'clock. Roberto Firmino is a doubt for Liverpool's opening Champions League game with PSG tomorrow. The Brazilian striker suffered an abrasion to the eye after a tangle with Jan Vertonghen in their 2-1 win over Tottenham at Wembley. Jurgen Klopp says if the game was today, there'd be no way Firmino would play. Daniel Sturridge is Liverpool's only fit replacement striker should Firmino be ruled out of the game at Anfield, but Klopp is giving Firmino every chance.
That's good news that it will be close to the game. So because when I think everybody who saw the picture after the game, well, we were all shocked. And then when we had first time contact with him again after he was in hospital, was a big relief for all of us. So it's painful. It's nobody wants to have that. Nobody needs that. But he will be fine. We only don't know exactly when. So another 30 hours roundabout, not sure, until the game, and so we will see how it develops.
Derby manager Frank Lampard says he accepts a charge of improper conduct from the Football Association. The former Chelsea midfielder was sent to the stands during his side's 1-0 defeat to Rotherham in the Championship on Saturday, but he does think that the process designed to improve touchline behaviour needs addressing. In motorsport, Declan Boyle needs just a top 8 finish in the Donegal Harvest Rally on the 13th of October to claim the Triton Showers and National Championship for a third time. He finished 5th in the Clare Rally, but 4th in the points table, over 2.5 minutes behind winner Josh Moffat. But what was important for Boyle was to finish the rally and earn championship points. Boyle spoke with Martin Walsh at the end of the Clare Rally on Sunday and told him he was holding back at the start because of what happened in Sligo.
Thinking about Sligo and had to finish here today to try and win this championship. I backed off a wee bit too much, but then as the day went on, I thought I'm never going to get round of a drive the way I am, so I just stuck into it and put up a quicker and better, faster pace. It's definitely not over yet in rallying. If you have 100 yards to go, it's not over. So we need to keep it clean and tidy now in Donegal and try our best to get them 10 or 12 points.
And finally, this evening in boxing, Enzo Calzaghe has died at the age of 69. Calzaghe trained his son Joe to become a two-weight world champion during an unbeaten 46-fight career. A popular figure in the sport, he also trained the likes of Enzo Macarinelli and Gavin Reese to world titles. The Calzaghe family say they're devastated by his loss. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. I'm returning to some news. Money has been allocated to widen a footpath on one of Letterkenny's busiest routes. Safety concerns have been raised earlier this year over the section of road in Cornwall, which currently has a small footpath and was deemed unfit for use by some local representatives. Donegal County Council had been urged to deliver the necessary funding to carry out the much-needed upgrade, with €157,000 now secured. Councillor James Pat McDaid is hopeful that work will commence in the coming weeks.
A total of $157,000 has been allocated to the footpath, and that will include a full lighting programme as well. So talking to Donegal County Council officials, they're hopeful to get the lighting assessed now, the programme assessed, over the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll look at starting the work now in the next couple of months. So it's very, very welcome news. As we know, it's a very busy footpath out there, the whole way out to Connell Graveyard, and then you have the whole loop around by New Mills, and I'm sure there's a lot of walkers and runners and people who visit the graveyard on a daily basis will be very welcoming off that as well.
Now, in terms of traffic management, we don't have any details surrounding that when the work is due to get underway as of yet, I'm sure.
I'm sure there will be minor delays at the time. I know it will be along the road where the most of the work will be being carried out, but I'm sure there will be traffic lights at the time. But listen, I think people will be just glad to see it being done for a health and safety perspective. And it's just not myself, my other colleagues has been calling on this for years now, and we're just delighted now that there's money being allocated and works will commence very shortly.
There are growing concerns about the challenges in finding vulnerable children somewhere to stay. A new report has highlighted difficulties in securing services for young people with complex needs. In one case, a teenage girl needed 8 court hearings before securing a placement, according to the Child Care Law Reporting Project. Children's Minister Catherine Zabon says she's working closely with TUSLA to address any concerns.
It's the money, yes, but it's also I work very closely with the board and the senior management in order to take a look at where the challenging parts of what they're doing, how we can continue to improve.
A Donegal County Councillor has hit out over a delay in social housing plans for Letterkenny. Almost 30 housing units are to be incorporated in the Long Lane area of the town, with the local authority stating that the tender documentation is almost complete. Upon receipt of approval from the department, the project will then be advertised for tender. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says the lack of social housing in Letterkenny is a major problem and is concerned that the project is not moving fast enough.
Yeah, when it was first announced that there was monies available, I think it was over $4 million to build a new housing scheme in the Long Lane. Then to approval was given in 2017, and the scheme was to start in the first quarter of 2018 and to be completed in the second or third quarter of 2019. And we're sitting here now in the last quarter of 2018, and it's now only going back to the department to have further approval to put out to tender. And the way the tender system works, it'll be another 6 months, I would say, before the contractor's been selected and is on site, and will be well into 2019 before work actually starts.
And we know in terms of that social housing waiting list, Letterkenny is the highest in the county in terms of people waiting on it. 29 social houses would go a long way in reducing that list.
It would surely, and you're right. I mean, it's one of the, as a council, you're probably approached most about is housing. And while there's a large number of housing schemes in the pipeline, and some have actually started, it is going to be well into 2019 before any of them are available.
And finally, in news, there are calls in the community to get behind employees of the Rapid Action Packaging Factory in Gidore who are participating in strike action. SIP2 members at RAP are to engage in a 16-hour work stoppage on Monday, September the 24th, over what they say is the company's refusal to recognise workers' rights to union representation for collective bargaining purposes at the factory. The company released a statement last week stating that no complaints or issues had been brought to its attention concerning any issues outlined by SIP2. Councillor Micheál Colm McGill-Osberg says it's important that the public stand in solidarity with the workers.
I'd be calling on other workers in the whole area to come out and use your lunch break as an opportunity to stand for 10 minutes with the strikers and show solidarity. Unity is vitally important amongst the workers now. At the end of the day, they're a hard-working workforce who just want to get on with their lives. All they're asking for is their right to be recognised and to their right to organise. I would ask again on the RAP management to do the decent and honourable thing and recognise the union so that people can get on with their daily lives.
finally, for weather now, scattered outbreaks of rain becoming widespread today with some heavy falls expected. Highest temperatures of 16 to 20 degrees. Southerly winds will strengthen and reach gale force along eastern coasts. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating after a house in the Woodlands area of the town was broken into last evening. It's believed entry was gained to the property via an upstairs window sometime between 7pm and 9:45pm. Upon announcing his withdrawal from the race for the Aras, Kevin Sharkey claimed it was due to the corruption of local authorities across Ireland. The Donegal artist thanked the several councils and councillors who promised him their votes and has asked for them to be transferred to fellow candidate Gemma O'Doherty. There are genuine fears that someone will be killed on what's been described as a treacherous road in Letterkenny. It's after reports that some motorists are speeding excessively on the Windyhall Road, with claims that recent resurfacing works has led to the problem escalating. And plans to rejuvenate the Irish language in Armagh Island are progressing following confirmation that the island is to receive funding. €100,000 has been sanctioned to implement an Irish language plan and to employ a language planning officer on the island. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, September the 17th. The death has taken place of Arthur Morrison, Pier Road, Rathmullen. His remains will repose at his late residence from 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral service on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Rathmullen Presbyterian Church, followed by interment in the adjoining burial ground. House private from 11pm until 11am and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of McElwee Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Owen Gallagher, Windyhall, Letterkenny and formerly of Dunmore Lane, Falkara. Remains will repose in St Finian's Church, Falkara from 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Terry Wilson, 13 Dhu, Cashel, Glebe, Ards, Creaslaw. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Memorial gathering at his home on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Clondahorkie Cemetery, Dunfanaghy. Family time please from 10pm until 11am. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal MS Society, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Victoria Breslin, Bracky Ardra. Her remains will be reposing at Chauvelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield this evening from 6 o'clock until Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from her residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private please to family and friends. And the death has taken place of Adeline O'Donnell, Ballygirone, Burnfoot. Remains are reposing overnight at St Murray's Church, Fawn. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11pm to 10am. Family flowers only, donations if desired in lieu to Nazareth House, Fawn, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors.